Welcome to another episode of After the Credits. I am your co-host, Maureen Antunes. Joining me today?
Colleen. That's it.
That's it.
I do have a last name. This is Zach Mosley.
Zach is a new addition. Thanks for joining us today.
No problem.
VIF preview on location.
Yes, because we never can count on Dale for VIF.
No, we can't.
Ever.
That will eventually change.
No.
I did email him. I don't know where he's at.
He stubbornly refuses to participate in VIF.
He pretends it doesn't exist. I don't know why.
It sounds unfortunate.
It is very unfortunate. Especially since we finally convinced him to go to Whistler.
He enjoys VIF.
I know. I thought it was for sure a given, but no.
Maybe it's the mountain air.
It is.
It has to be. The mountain air, the excess, the copious amounts of alcohol.
Whistler is more about the party.
For that.
Yeah, we drink a lot.
You guys party well into the morning. I'm upstairs sound asleep.
Yeah, well, you're an early riser. We're still sleeping when you wake up.
I know. I grew up.
I know you do.
Cause trouble at 5 a.m.
For sure. So, but we are here to talk VIF, Vancouver International Film Festival. Starts on the 27th. Runs to the 12th.
Okay.
We're talking movies, stuff we're excited about. What are you guys excited about? What's on your must-see list?
You're looking at me specifically.
I am looking at you first. Come on. I see you've got your schedule.
I'm really excited for Camel Caravan. Essentially a period piece, 1930s, The Silk Road. I don't know. I'm a sucker for that. Plus the picture has them drawing bows, and they're obviously using thumb rings because of the way their hands are, so that was awesome, but that's just me being an archery nerd.
Yeah, I was going to say, only you would notice that they're using something in their hands.
Oh, yes, yes. You can't even see the rings, but I can tell by how they're... Yeah, never mind. Next.
What else you got?
What else was... Antiviral. Wanted to see that. Grabbers. Aliens attack Earth, and the only defense is getting tuned.
Primo
story. I'm thinking it's high art.
High art?
High art, I'm pretty sure.
If you say so.
It's this year's rubber.
Oh yeah, and that's where we're sort of not on the same page.
Well, we can't all have taste.
Zing.
Burn rubber?
Yeah.
Hey.
Even better. Keep going.
And there's a sort of documentary, No Job for Women, where the photographers during World War II, women went to the trenches to take photos, like on the front line kind of thing, and they were told not to, but did anyways. So I like that.
Breaking the rules.
Saucy ladies.
What do you got, Zach?
I got about 60 movies that I've already added to my schedule here, so...
Man, after my own heart.
In the interest of brevity, I'm more into sort of narrative stuff than documentaries, and although I will see some documentaries, and I'm a sucker for the Cannes picks, prestigious directors, stuff like that, of which there are many this year. Michael Haneke's got a new film, Olivier Assayas. Probably butchered his last name.
I think that sounds about right.
Kiarostami's got a new one. Ken Loach.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting year on that front. But there's a lot of stuff. I mean...
So if you had five movies and you could only see five.
Okay.
What would they be?
Well, that's tricky because it's like, is this taking into account that many of these will be coming out immediately after the festival?
Just pretend the festival is
your only
okay.
shot to ever see
Well,
that's right.
Rust and Bone would be one of them for sure. Jacques Audiard is a brilliant director. I thought A Prophet was a masterpiece, and his other films are quite good as well. And then the Kiarostami one, like Someone in Love, I believe it's called. Amour?
Not familiar with that director or that movie.
Oh, he's great. Did you see Certified Copy 2 years ago?
No, I didn't.
Great film, and he's...
No, I didn't.
he's branched out from making Iranian films, and I think this one's set in Japan, so...
Oh, I did actually read about it, though.
Yeah. Okay. Should check it. It'll probably be good. I mean, like, I haven't really read anything about it or know anything about it. It's going to go in cold, but he always makes... Pleasant, easy to watch films. So.
You need some of that.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
totally
it can get
of
kind
that.
Of heavy during the 16-day
sure.
run. So,
for sure.
And then just to keep it quick, I guess Amour would be one.
Are you ready to cry?
Holy Motors. Holy Motors. I'm a hard man to reduce to tears, but we'll see. I might get the chest flutters, who knows.
We'll work on it.
I usually don't find myself that emotional after a Haneke film. More, in, you know, more suicidal, I guess you could
suicidal.
For the right term.
That is true. That is true.
Just empty.
He like sucks all the life, yeah. All the energy that you might have.
In a good way.
I know, and I always feel kind of bad for whatever movie comes after it.
Well, I've got Holy Motors after I've scheduled Amour, so that'll be a nice pick-me-up. Leo Carax's new film, which got raves when it played yesterday at Fantastic Fest, so quite looking forward to that one. It's the closing gala.
It looks batshit insane.
It looks
okay
nuts.
I'm okay with batshit.
Yeah.
Was that five?
That was five.
Holy crap. Okay, well, I have a few. I think the list keeps changing every time I look at the schedule.
Yeah.
So I have to say them really fast, otherwise I totally forget what it was. So if I had to pick just five, Antiviral is like at the top of my list, because I've been looking forward to that for some time. The Hunt, only because...
Vinterberg,
love Celebration, so I'm ready for another film. And it's, what's his name?
Mads Mikkelsen,
thank you.
I'm mad for Mads.
I am mad for Mads. It's true. A Royal Affair is
He's
high on
He's also in
list.
A Royal Affair.
Ooh, yeah, yes. High on my list of things to watch.
That
looks good. Alicia Vikander, she was in Pure last year and she's amazing in it.
I didn't see that last year.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. But that looks really fantastic. So that's certainly on my list of things to see. And I cannot remember any of the other ones.
So. It's overwhelming looking at this pullout schedule and trying to...
It's totally overwhelming. And, you know, we've been doing this sort of meetup where everybody sort of looks at all the movies and we talk. And it's always amazing what comes out of the conversation because there's, with like 300 titles, it's hard to pick, you know.
And everyone looks for different things.
Yeah, exactly.
I read the entire catalog last night and I have to admit, halfway through, I'm starting to lose focus on what I'm reading.
It's also hard to sort of parse through the summaries, which are all glowing for every single movie.
That's right.
Read between the lines and figure out how much is being embellished. And
Yeah, there was one film, A Fish, which looks like to be one of the really weird ones.
It's a South Korean one, right?
It completely sold me with the line in the description, and he is very, very thirsty. That's it. It doesn't explain it.
But you just know that it's going to be strange.
I need to see just how thirsty this man is.
Apparently very thirsty.
Very, very, very thirsty.
Exactly. Yep. He used very at least twice, maybe three times in the sentence.
So anything that's flying under the radar that people might not be aware of that...
I got a perfect one to mention for that, which is
go for it.
Sarah Polley's new documentary, Stories We Tell, which is not actually in the paper guide. I only found it when I was going through the online guide.
Mm-hmm.
So that is playing on Friday, October 12th, and Wednesday, October 10th.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that, because that one was one of the late editions.
It was
the late edition, I think.
Raves at TIFF, and it looks amazing, and
great.
Amazing is my go-to adjective today.
That's okay. So you got one, Colleen? I think everything on your list is sort of under the radar, is it not?
Royal Affair is right up there, and Antiviral are the big ones, but yeah, everything else is kind of...
If I had to pick just one that's sort of not, mind you, it is playing at Empire at the Granville 7, which is like the largest screen, so maybe that's not a good option. So I'll bring this one up. Starlet. This is Sean Baker's new film. Anybody that's follows Row 3 is aware that we're big fans of Sean Baker. He did Takeout, and a couple years later, the Hollywood Star, I think it was called or something. He's got a new film, which I'm very excited about as well. That's playing a couple of, I think they've got three screenings, and he's actually in town for the film forum as well.
Yeah.
So Sean Baker will be hanging around town, which I'm very excited about. I may have to hit him up for a talk.
Hey, there's no Carl Bisai film this year either.
No Carl Bisai film this year?
No Takashimiki, no Carl
Bisai. I know, the big ones are missing, I know. Ooh, I'm feeling the pain.
Yi Jun Han hasn't made another film since Sell Out. Hurry up.
You know he's going to be listening. We're going to have to put his name in the tags. So he's aware that we're still expecting something from him.
Damn straight. I think I'm the only person who reviewed that film for about a year and a half.
Well, there weren't a lot of
website.
People. There weren't a lot of people that saw that.
No, I know. I raved about it. It was my number one film that year, and no one had seen it. It drove me mental.
So you must be very disappointed then in the lack of new output.
Exactly, because that was now classic.
And that was
I still hurt from laughing in that film.
And that was a few years ago now.
That was 2008.
Oh my god.
I know, I'm still
And you're still raving about it. This is another black sheep scenario.
It is another black sheep scenario.
Anything else? I mean, there's lots.
There's lots.
But, like, is there anything else specifically that we should be pulling attention to?
Renoir. Looks like it's going to be awesome. That's a period piece.
A soft spot for period pieces.
The Ambassador could be good. I saw The Red Chapel by the director Mads Brugger. I think it was last year. Maybe it was the year before.
Was that the one where they went to North Korea?
North Korea.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
It was a great piece of guerrilla satire, I guess you'd call it. Guerrilla journalism. And he's doing something similar this time. He's purchased himself a Liberian, I believe, ambassadorship, and is exposing corruption in Africa.
You know the dictator? Wow. He's actually doing it.
He's doing it for real. It's a real documentary.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You gotta love it. I think he's part of the whole Lars von Trier collective in Denmark there.
Ah, okay.
Zentropa.
All right.
Room 237, where they discuss The Shining.
At nauseam.
Yeah, exactly, which is one of my all-time favorite horrors.
Yeah, me too.
That'll be a fun watch. I'm looking forward to that. Somebody brought my attention to Wagner's Dream, which I hadn't actually... I'd skipped over it.
It didn't read interesting.
No, it
the
didn't.
Page until you saw the trailer.
And then it's pretty impressive.
Wow.
And it's about the setting up of the ring cycle at the Met.
See,
directed
now,
by Lepage.
It's Robert a battle Lepage. Royal in my schedule now between Wagner or Renoir. Who's going to be sacrificed? The artist or the opera?
I don't know. It is the ring cycle.
It is.
Dude, it's hardcore.
I think I got a free spot for that one. I think it's playing on Tuesday morning where I don't really see anything else that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Ape?
Ape looks good.
The
Ape
little is, American movie that could?
Ape is going to be sacrificed, sadly. It's just not lining up in my schedule at all.
Story about a comedian. I'm not really sure beyond that what it's about. The trailer is kind of batshit. I like batshit. Can you...
It looks very, very tasteful and classy.
I'm sure it's
exactly. Those
exactly
are the two qualities that I look for.
Yes, exactly.
As long as the movie has those two qualities.
And it is an award winner, which shocked me when I saw the trailer, because I'm like, really?
Hey,
it's just
can be
very
an award.
Strange.
I can, right now, but at this one table, let's form our own critic circle and award films. That don't deserve them.
Are we going to talk trauma now? Is this what you're going
trauma,
to?
Trauma, yes. Lifetime Achievement for Lloyd Kaufman. Sweet. Uzi Bowl, Lifetime Achievement.
Oh, I just found out that this is completely off topic.
Of course.
They did In the Name of the King 3. Are you shooting right now?
They're shooting it here, aren't they?
I have
Could
no idea.
Could be on topic.
I have no idea. I just know I didn't realize it was a 2.
On time, okay. Under budget. 15 films in a row.
Whatever works, man. I like Yugi. He's a good guy.
He's awesome. Postal was rad. He was actually in the audience.
I think
for all
I,
six of us.
I think I stopped watching at House of the Dead. Was that the... I haven't seen a bull joint since that.
Wow, yeah. That was really bad. That was really bad.
I just figured, at that point, he'd burned up all of his goodwill with me... in under 90 minutes.
Yeah, very true, very true, very true. So what we'll do is we're going to be recording during the festival. We'll do a massive sort of mini review tweet thing at the end. But during the festival, instead of written reviews to get things out more timely, we're going to be doing lots of podcasts, short ones, probably 5 or 6 minutes long, depending on how many people we've got. So stay tuned to row3.com for that. And sometime in the next couple of days, we'll be posting a list of maybe 10 or 15 titles that maybe flying under your radar that we would recommend, as we do, we've done in previous years. And that's probably it for now. Thanks so much for tuning in. Again, stay tuned to Row3.com, and until next time.
See you after the credits. That's not my normal line.